Resilience. One of the critical skills for ongoing success is the ability to bounce back from adversity. Sooner or later in life, everyone experiences failure, disappointment, and setbacks, or loses the desire or purpose to keep on keeping on. I know I certainly have had my share of personal disappointment, discouragement, and failure. Numerous times I just wanted to scream, "How much more do I have to take?" But because you have failed doesn't mean you are a failure. Just because you've achieved doesn't make you a success. Many people have hit bottom only to climb out and achieve greatness later in life. And many people have done great things easily or early in life only to end up broke, alone, and without any lasting feeling of accomplishment. There has to be more to life than having everything, knowing everything, and doing everything. There is, but its value will often be lost to you while you are in the relentless search for more. Resilience is not just about attracting and accumulating outside-in stuff, but gaining inside-out wisdom, understanding, compassion, trust, and patience. Success and failure are neutral concepts. What makes either of them positive or negative in your life is not the event, circumstance, or situation, but what you do with them along the path of life. No one I have ever met has had a life filled with nothing but failure or only one success after another. Resilience is your ability to keep coming back again and again and again, no matter how many times life throws you a curve or brings you to your knees. You try again, you try something new, you try something different or something old in a new way. You refuse to give in or up. Here are a few ideas to consider when you feel like quitting. First, it is temporary. Next, you need to learn a valuable lesson. How about you need it to be softened by life? Or you needed to give your life more integrity or character. Or maybe you needed to be an example for others. You could need it to rid yourself of some arrogance or ignorance. And you might need it to grow in some area of your life. You needed to learn to laugh at yourself. You needed to learn to live in the present moment. Or you needed to learn to take life less seriously. Regardless of your current station in life or circumstances, you can rise again. All you have to do is reach inside and find the courage, strength, stamina, attitudes, self-belief, self-confidence, and passion, and then rekindle your desire for what you believe you can do, will do, were meant to do, love to do, or want to do. Hang on to your dream no matter how big it might seem to you, and don't let others convince you that you can't do it, won't do it, or shouldn't do it. Be true to yourself and your destiny. You have everything you need right now inside of you to carry on. All you have to do is do it. But be sure and enjoy the ride, because once you've reached the mountaintop, where do you go from there? Another mountain? Eventually, you will discover that the view from the top of the mountain has more to do with what is in you than what is on the mountain.